after the 4th of July. The kitchen is to be dedicated, but what is a kitchen without fire? The sauna has been dedicated, but what is a sauna without fire? One of the sad things about 4th of July in most states in the United States, and particularly in national forests, is that we have 4th of July without firecrackers. Ask a Chinese, what is New Year's Eve without firecrackers? It's understandable that in Greek mythology, the great gift to men was fire. Prometheus stole fire and gave it as a gift to men. This was robbing the gods. And therefore, Prometheus, for this kind of high treason against the Olympian deities, was condemned, you remember, to being chained to a rock. And the vultures ate at his innards in the daytime. And at night, the innards grew back, so he couldn't even die. This is what fire means. That is, this is the significance, the importance of fire. Need I have said all this to you sun worshippers, you old Greek pagans, who sit in the sun, who seek the sun, just as the Greeks and the Italians and the Spaniards seek the sunny side of the street in the winter. Fire is one of our greatest things. Let's look at it for a moment simply as a thing. Fire is a thing of youth. We cook with it. We do all kinds of things with a fire. But fire is more than just a thing of youth. It is a sign. We can use fire as a sign in many ways. We see a fire up there. We say it is not only a fire, but it is a sign of lightning. Or it is a sign of a careless camper. That is, the fire points directly to something else. In the autumn, when we're sitting around a fireplace, we see the geese fly. Or haven't you people seen the geese in a fireplace? And the old timers would say, it's in the back of the fireplace. And you see them, these illuminated geese flying in the back. And people say, at least they used to say, this is a sign of autumn, a sign of winter. Because in the summer, you don't have geese flying in the fireplace. This can be explained in a footnote later if you're interested. But that is, these are signs of something else. Fire is not only something to be used, a thing, an object, but it is a sign. But more than a sign, fire is also a symbol. Jung maintains that fire is really the symbol of the continuity of the race. This is why we like to get around a fire, even when we don't want to use it, you see, as a thing. We don't want to cook anything. And we're not using it simply as a, or reading it as a sign of something else. But he maintains it is the deep symbol that is carried by the race soul. And therefore we gather around a fire as something more than a thing or a sign. All of you think of the fire as the symbol of home. Therefore, it's a sad thing to come into a house and find a fireplace with a clean back. The fire brick are still golden, however beautiful that golden color is. This is a negative symbol. This is a symbol that somehow, or first of all, it's a sign that the fireplace has not been used. Or Even more, it is a symbol, perhaps, that somehow this family isn't even a family. That is, it has no gathering around this symbol of the fire. Heraclitus, one of the great early Greek philosophers, maintained that fire is the symbol of reality, because what is real, according to Heraclitus, it is change. And what is more changing than a fire? The licking of the tongues of flame symbolize that nothing endures, that all things become something else, in fact, even become their opposite. Fire is also a symbol of adversity, of suffering. But just as fire itself can burn up garbage, and also the same fire purify in the smelting of gold and copper and bring out the essence of something and leave the dross, likewise, fire is symbolic of adversity, which destroys people, and for other people, it brings out that which is sterling, that which is pure, that is, it burns away the impurities. Further, fire is symbolic of vitality. We speak of dead as ashes. We think of the liveliness of flame. Or someone says, middle-aged people, some say, of themselves, or they say of someone else, the fire has gone out. That the poetry, the idealism, the vision of youth, of young adulthood, has simply become commerce, has become the maintenance of a kind of dead level without vitality. The fire has gone out. Is it then any wonder that Pentecost has the symbol of fire? Oh, I know that in Europe they don't use fire as the symbol of Pentecost. They use young birch trees, but really for the same reason, you see. That is vitality, life, newness, where the winter of death had been. But in the Pentecost story, there were flames. What better symbol could there be of life, of continuing life, of newness of life? And I think of Luther. I don't know whether Luther, I just haven't read enough Luther, whether Luther used fire as a symbol of faith. But if he didn't, he should have. Because Luther maintained that faith is a restless thing. And what is more restless than fire? You can't stop it. You can't contain it. It moves. It flickers. It has no fixed, static position. But it burns, it warms, it moves. Faith is a restless thing. So what a rich symbol fire is. But now we're here today to speak of a fireplace, a place for fire. I would like, therefore, simply to draw off the rich symbolism of fire for the fireplace. I'm not going to go through it all. You can do this for yourself because, you see, the fireplace is the place where this thing of youth, where this sign domesticated, where this symbol has its home. But we can at least in particular say, after catching up all the symbolism, the signatory significance, and the instrumental use of fire, speak of this fireplace as a special sign. It is a sign in this particular instance of a concern, of an interest, of a care, of a love, of a man, his son, a friend here in the village. So therefore, we think of this particular fireplace as a sign which means something, And you remember a sign points. And this sign points, I was going to point up here. Where did they go? What we have here of an outcome, a concern, a love. Let us continue. Thank you.